Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Zachas Parak Dalud Mishnah Yod and Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asabas Rachel Shishib Zechad Avayin Drazivik Hagon Bikarv Mamesh. The Mishnah tells us HaChashal Shvias, someone suspected regarding Shemitah that he doesn't keep the laws of Shemitah, Einoi Chashadal Maisres. He's not suspected that he doesn't properly take off Maiser. And it's the same the other way around. HaChashadal Maisres, Einoi Chashadal Shvias. Someone suspected of not taking off Maiser properly, he's not suspected regarding Shemitah. And that's because each one has a Chumra over the other. So just because he's not afraid of not keeping Shemitah properly, he still might be afraid of not taking off Meiser, and vice versa. However, HaChashad al zeh ve'al zeh, Chashad al taharais. If somebody suspected both regarding Shemitah and Meiseris that he doesn't keep either of them properly, so he's Chashad regarding taharais, that he's not careful with Toma and Tahara. Now, v'yeshu Chashad al taharais ve'ein Chashad al zeh ve'al zeh, there is a person who's not trusted regarding taharais, but we don't have to suspect him regarding this or that, meaning regarding Shemitah or Meiseris, and that's because these taharais that we're talking about is dinim of Toma and Tahara that are only dirabanan, not da'iraisas, whereas these things, Shemitah and Meiser, are da'iraisas. So if he's only suspected regarding rabbanons, we still could trust him regarding da'iraisas. And zahaklal, this rule says the Mishnah, kol chashad al davar, if a person is suspected regarding a particular thing, loy danoi v'loy me'idai, he can't judge or give eidos about it. So let's say we have a person who's suspected regarding Meiseris, he can't sit as a judge in a Meiser case, or can't give eidos about a Meiser case. And that's even though he's not going to be personally gaining, we still can't trust him regarding this entire topic. And we'll go on to Parakei Mishnah Aleph. Kol psulei hamukdashim, all hektish which became pasul. We have an animal that was designated as a carbon and then it became pasul, maybe got a mum or something happened to it, so it can't be brought as a carbon anymore. What's done with it? So we're either going to redeem it, meaning transfer its kedusha into money and then take that money and buy a new carbon with it, or we're basically going to do something very similar, which is shecht it and sell the meat and then use that money for new carbon. So what's the din with these? Nimkarim be'itlis, they're allowed to be sold in a regular butcher shop. V'nishchatim be'itlis, they can be shechted in the butcher shop. V'nishkalim be'litra, and they can be weighed by a litra, which is a standard process of weighing meat in the butcher shop. In other words, it's allowed to be treated like regular meat, except for a bechor that gets a mum or meiser behemoth that gets a mum. Both of those are not allowed to be shechted like regular, sold like regular, or weighed like regular. Why is that? Because their benefit is to the owner, as opposed to psulei hamukdashim, a regular carbon that became pasul, hanoyasan lahektesh, that benefit is to hektesh. In other words, the Mishnah is explaining the difference. When we're dealing with a regular carbon that became pasul, as we had said in the beginning, what's done with the money that's received, a new carbon is purchased. So we want to try to sell it for the maximum amount of money possible because all that money is going to be going for a carbon. So we're allowed to shecht like regular and sell like regular in a butcher shop and weigh it like regular because that's the way we're going to get the maximum money. However, when we're talking about a bechor, meiser, behema, that's owned by the owner and it's kept by him and it's his benefit and therefore we don't allow it to be sold like regular because that's a bezayin to hektish. This bechor, meiser, behema, even though they have a mum or the pasul, they still have kedusha to them and we can't treat it in this degrading manner, selling it like regular meat, especially when that benefit is not going to hektish, it's just going to the owner. However, the Mishnah concludes with shaklin mana kineged mana ba'bechor, when we're dealing with a bechor and the kain is selling the meat, so he could weigh one mana with another mana, which means if he has a mana of chulin meat, he could put that on one side of the scale and then measure out a mana's worth of the bechor's meat on the other side, and that's mutter because that's not a standard way of measuring, so it's not a bizayin to the bechor. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the meat of a bechor balmom and what to do with it. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.